Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe soft water for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
We're sitting with the president and CEO of Aero Service Group, based out of Minneapolis. His name is Chang Lohr. Mr. Lohr, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm really interested in your story. Tell us about you, Mr. Lohr, and how you came to the United States. You're a first-generation American, and then we'll get into the business side.
Absolutely. So our family are immigrants from Cambodia. We came as refugees to this country in 1981, because of the killing fields. So
the Pol Pot regime.
During the Pol Pot regime, we were forced out of our homes in 1975. I was 22 months old, and we finally made it to the United States when I was about 8 or 9. We spent about 4 years in the killing fields, and then 2 years in the refugee camps in Thailand. Most of our family made it. I lost one younger sister in the killing fields, and my parents, unfortunately, had a much rougher time. My mom lost about 60% of her family. My dad lost about 80% of his family.
To bring people up to speed with regard to the Pol Pot regime and the killing fields, historically, that was all in an effort, wasn't it, from that regime to kill off anyone that they suspected were detrimental to the regime?
That is correct. It was basically they forced a lot of people into these work camps or concentration camps, and a lot of the people that they thought would be detrimental or could resist were eliminated, literally, and that's why there were so many deaths in the killing fields.
And what was the business of your parents when they were in Cambodia?
My dad was in the import-export trade, so he was importing food, materials, and then exporting similar things, mostly into the Southeast Asia area. And then they lost all of that, and when they first came to this country, he became a janitor.
Is that right?
That's right.
Very often that happens when very successful business people are relocated to another country, particularly here in the United States, and may not be necessarily appreciated for the work that they've done in the past.
Correct, yeah, right. And it's an adjustment for them.
So. It is. Well, let's fast forward several years, and you have a successful business called Aero Service Group, and this is based out of Minneapolis. Tell us about the genesis of this organization. Where did it all start?
Sure. Aero Service Group actually started as a small project. So I looked into the opportunity at the MSP airport back in 2004. And it was only going to be, it was a retirement project for my mom and dad. That was really it. So prior to that, I'm a lawyer by training. So I was only planning to do one restaurant there, save and allow them to retire, because my parents, as they came, we had nothing, and 401k really doesn't exist in the type of work they were able to get with, you know, limited English background. So Aero Service Group started principally just so that we could plan for their retirement, and by good blessings, we grew from that one location and into other airports. But that is really the genesis. It was never to be where it is today, other than a retirement plan for mom and dad.
A retirement plan for your parents. That's interesting. When this started to take hold in not only the Minneapolis airport, but in other airports around the country, what do you think the driving factor was behind all that?
I think it's the motivation, the family values that drove it. This company was based all because of family. And those principles of what it is like to really understand and appreciate the hard work that everybody do every day. My dad went from having his own business to mopping toilets and everything. And during the killing fields, I had a chance and to experience what people were like at their worst and what people were like at their best. And, you know, if I might give you an example. In one time when we were making a run out to escape into Thailand, you know, it was my mom and I and my aunt, and we had to make the run in the dark of night because if we were caught, we probably wouldn't have survived. And we fell behind because I was very young and couldn't keep up. And as the group disappeared into the night, you know, all we could do was, as my mom held my hand, and we just kept walking. But occasionally, we would see a lantern raise up. And it was because an individual knew we were back here and wanted to provide sort of a guide, a light. Now, if this individual...
It's very dangerous.
It was very dangerous. Had they been seen, who knows what would have happened. I think we could have, we can assume what would have happened if they were noticed. But, and that was people at their absolute best trying to help and save each other.
Interesting story.
And those are the principles that drive us.
Now you've come to Des Moines, and this is a unique traveler's experience, I would say. We were on the media tour today and looking at various things, the new amenities here at the Des Moines International Airport. And the food was really, I think, centerpiece to all of this at this point. And this is your food.
Correct.
And your recipes and your people in this very unique relationship between a privately owned business in Minneapolis and the Des Moines International Airport. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was... So one of the things that we noticed, you know, about 5 years ago, we started operating the Friedrich's Coffee that was over in at the airport post-security. And when we introduced and redid the menu there, along with some of the food offering, we noticed an immediate growth in sales. Clearly, people were looking for a better quality option and a better experience. So when the opportunity at Des Moines Airport became available, our focus was it was going to be food-focused, it was going to be people-focused, and to provide the passenger the best experience. Des Moines is just as good, if not better, than many airports. The people and the city, the citizens of this great metropolitan area are very sophisticated in their food desires and are great people. And our motivation was to bring the best quality food and service to this airport that it did not have for so many years.
Many people who are regular travelers are used to going into an airport, wherever that airport might be, and there are in the concourses numerous restaurants or stopping off points. Des Moines is unique, I understand, in the fact that your group, Aero Service Group, operates all of the food systems here. Would that be accurate?
That would be accurate. And that is not uncommon for smaller airports. If you... large airports such as Chicago or Denver or Minneapolis, it's very common to have very multiple operators throughout. Been in an airport of similar size to Des Moines, that is not uncommon. And that was actually the case prior to us taking over the operations as well.
And there's another factor involved here, Mr. Lohr, in the fact that the beers that you have in the bars, in the restaurants, are locally sourced as well.
That is correct, and that is something that we're very proud of. One of the big things is we're a small business, and we know to be successful, you don't do it on your own. You have other businesses and the community that support you. And one of the things that was really important for us is we want to support the local community. And so as we developed this concept, we worked in connection with the Iowa Craft Brewers and developed the concept. So therefore, all of the beers that we have at Porter Mill is all Iowa Craft. And we're very proud to be able to showcase and highlight the best that Iowa has to offer. And the Iowa Craft Brewers are one of the best in the nation, without a doubt.
And not only the beer and the libations here at the Des Moines International Airport, but the food is really unique. You had samples for the media on the tour. There was chicken, there were sandwiches, there were bruschettas, there were all kinds of things that one would not normally see in an airport.
Sure, yeah. And we do that because food is very important. It's part of the traveler experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we all come to an airport, we know it's going to be crowded. Got to go through security. And one of the things we wanted to try to provide is at least a temporary escape from the hustle and bustle of an airport.
A respite.
Exactly. And by doing so, by providing that great service, that great food quality, great libations, it's just that moment to just get away from it all.
Hmm.
Just for a moment until you have to get onto your plane.
And before we went on the air, you told me something interesting about your restaurant in Minneapolis. That is sandwiched between all kinds of other nationally known brand names in the area. What's happened over there in the past year?
Sure. We opened a similar concept called Stone Arch that opened about 13 months ago at MSP Airport. And so 2017 was our first full year. And right now that concept is probably the number one or number two busiest restaurant in the entire airport. And it focuses on the local businesses and craft brewers of in Minnesota. Just as we do here, focus on the local businesses and the craft brewers in Iowa. And
we're seeing this trend all over the United States. Individuals who are not only traveling, but individuals who are in their communities like locally sourced food. They like it prepared fresh. They want to know where it comes from. And they have perhaps a more sophisticated palate than what it is a cellophane-wrapped sub-sandwich at a deli counter.
Absolutely. The palates, I think, of the travelers deserve better and have come to expect better. So all of our food is all fresh prepared. We don't do anything out of a box or out of a bag. We don't believe in that heat and serve. That's just not who we are. Every item in our restaurant, we prepare fresh, even down to the bread. So the bread that you have on your burger was baked fresh here earlier today.
It's fascinating.
The burger is fresh done. It's a fresh patty that we prepared, never frozen, and then served. That's very important.
It is important. And also, what was stunning to us was the prices are not at all out of line.
And that is correct. What is also very important is that we price our menu consistent with what the street is. What we do, we believe in what we call street value priorities. We take it as an honor when a traveler comes and chooses to dine with us. We wanted to make it where it is the diner's choice, not because they have to. And by doing so, we price it very much in line with what you would find on the street. There is no markup for airports or what have you. So that's why when you see our menu, that's an important criteria. It's part of delivering that passenger experience.
When it comes to business in general, what is important to you at your business relative to the people that you work with and the people that you serve?
Yeah. Our number one priority is our staff. I believe that my customer is my staff, and our airport passengers is our staff's customers. And I believe that our wholehearted belief is that number one, take care of your people. Number two, take care of your customers. The rest will take care of itself.
Wise words, my friend.
Thank you.
And who would have thought? The Des Moines International Airport. Fabulous story. Thank you, Mr. Changlor, for visiting with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Once again, that was Changlor. Mr. Lohr is the president and CEO of Aero Service Group. He's the person that puts all of the libations as well as the food and drink at the Des Moines International Airport. Interesting story about his early life. If you missed any or all of that conversation, I urge you to find it on our podcast page and listen again. Good stuff. Well, that about wraps it up for this edition of the Business News Hour for all of us associated with the hour. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Patrick Wood, he is the brand manager here. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager of the Des Moines Radio Group. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back, God willing, at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.